the Rose Hotel in Tralee has become the first hotel in the world to achieve the coveted Emerald Award by the environmental education company 50 Shades Greener. Audrin Lucy, the hotel's green manager and executive head chef, has been the force of nature when it comes to leading the Rose Hotel on their sustainable journey. Well, Audrin and general manager of the Rose Hotel, Mark Sullivan, dropped into studio earlier in the week, and I started by asking Mark to tell us about the Rose Hotel's sustainable journey.
I suppose where the journey began is we would have been meeting and talking pre-COVID about sustainability and what we can do. I suppose sustainability is twofold. First of all, it's in terms of the environmental gains and the future for ourselves and our children. But secondly, with sustainability, there may be a small bit of investment, but the return on it as well. I mean, it's essentially cost-saving measures as well, which everybody sees and benefits. So we would have, before COVID, we would have began. And then when COVID began, I think we were the only hotel, almost the only hotel in Kerry that stayed open that first summer. We thankfully gained a HSE contract for doctors and nurses. But during this period of time, we had the likes of Audrin, myself, and there was another 20 to 25 who stayed on with us. And at that stage then, we looked at kind of, I suppose, the big gains in terms of sustainability, and we looked at water first. Mm-hmm. And at that stage then, we put in our restrictors. Firstly, there's 161 bedrooms in the Rose Hotel, and between showers and taps, we put in restrictors and all the taps and the shower heads. And so that was kind of the big project. It helped during that period of time, because while we had the HSE contract, they weren't taking as many rooms as you normally would during that time of the year. So we had easy access into all those rooms. So we kind of looked at practically what we could do during that period of time. So that was the very first thing we did as well. And then secondly, then we looked at harvesting rainwater for our irrigation of plants and hanging baskets and everything. So basically, irrigation of water means we use the drains, and all the drains, then the water from the drains and the roof then just went into a tank. Then that went into a separate irrigation tank. So, you know, we tried to be as sustainable as possible there. So they were the first things. And then obviously then we did the flushes on the toilets as well. We did eco on them as well. So there was less flushes. And I suppose what people don't get is while you're reducing the water flow in showers and baths, you're increasing the water pressure. So it's a better shower you're getting, because the pressure of the water is better. And also the same with the taps. Brushing teeth is probably one of the biggest, for want of a better word, wasting of water inside in a hotel bedroom. So if you're putting in the restrictors and you're reducing the water flow by 40%, that's a pure gain, because people generally speaking spend the same amount of time, i.e. brushing teeth or washing hands, etc. So that would have been the very beginning of the journey there.
Okay. And Audrin, is that when you kind of took on this role and you started to learn more about sustainability?
Yeah, so I was volunteered to be the green manager at the time, because while, as Mark said, we were delighted to be open, but I mean, it wasn't our normal day-to-day working environment, so we were all pulling and doing whatever we could. So then this programme came up at 50 Shades Greener. It was an online course that I started to do. But like Mark said, we had done a lot of it prior to actually starting the course, but we weren't very vocal about it. So 50 Shades Greener then, they gave us the emphasis to, look, this is what you've done, this is what you can do, record it, spread the word. And then I did the online course. It was 7 modules. We were closed, we opened, we closed, we opened. It was all through the first year. The beauty of the course was I was able to drop it when we got really busy, and then when it got a little bit quieter, I was able to start it again. So it took me about 9 months to finish off the course. That was in 2021. And then I sat the exam for the Green Manager Award in 2022, April, which was last year.
And you became the first level 6 qualified Green Manager in the world.
Correct. It wasn't on my radar, I'll be very honest, but I'm absolutely thrilled I got a chance to do it, because, you know, in hospitality and in kitchens and in every part of a hotel, you don't really get a chance to do these kind of things, especially in my age. You know, I'm in my mid-50s. I didn't think I'd be going back to college to do any kind of course, but I'm absolutely delighted the opportunity came. I suppose if there's any positive out of COVID, we were all able to see different parts of our life that we haven't looked at before. What can we do? it's a small positive. There was lots of negatives as well, obviously. But, you know, I was very proud. And of the hotel, because the backing was phenomenal. As Mark said, we identified areas that we needed to invest in. We just said, look, this is what we can achieve. We achieved it, and it was done. You know, there was never an issue.
Pre-COVID then, would you have looked maybe at your own area in the kitchen then when it came to sustainability?
We started off with a small project in 2019 of we put some beehives up on the roof. I took that on with Colossan's beekeepers here in Tralee. While it was a fantastic project, it wasn't something that I was able to give a full commitment to. So we rehoused the bees out to a lady in Listowel. Well, we put them on the roof of the hotel. It wasn't the ideal place for us, you know. But we had great help and we did it for 12 months and they've been adopted.
And that honey is still in our breakfast buffet every morning. So we use the honey in the breakfast buffet every single morning. So it's gone from a flavour of Tralee to a flavour of Listowel at this stage, you know. But it works. We're in an urban environment inside in Tralee and maybe the proximity of bees to human beings was a bit too close, as Alden found out one day to his cost.
But I'd imagine in the kitchen too there's a lot of scope when it comes to sustainability.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, food waste is just food waste. While I was aware of it, I just wasn't aware of what we were contributing or what we could do to change it. Landfill, that's all would be my domain anyway. I'm in charge of it. That's all back of house area falls under my remit. But the other side of it was, while I knew what was going on in the kitchen, I had no idea what was going on in the bedrooms. So part of the green manager was we put together our green team, so we have somebody from every department, and I was able to get involved in that. I was working with maintenance, like Mark said, with the restrictors. All the bedroom seals and the windows were replaced. That had a huge, and that was pre-COVID as well. That was part of the plan, but it was done during COVID, you know what I mean? So I got to see an awful lot of the other parts of the hotel that I would never normally see in my day-to-day job.
Yeah. And I'd also say then we were probably the first in Tralee and maybe in Kerry to initiate with our coffee. All the coffee grinds are gathered. They would have been approximately 2 tonne in waste there. So they're gathered every day. Audrey, mm-hmm. He vacuum-packs them and we bring them out to a garden centre in Farnforth. They take them. There's no charge to it and they give it out to their customers and it's a very good fertiliser as well. That's a bit of a recycling and we're even down to at this stage. We have isolators on the roof. There's a big plant on the roof of the Rose Hotel, which you can see as you're driving by. It's partially screened, but because of the Atlantic and the sea salt, these were becoming corroded, so we've replaced all the isolators, but that's leaking voltage as well. That's waste. We're down to our heater when you come in through the front door of the hotel. That was in the outer doors. We moved it to the inner doors because of the loss of heat. Really, it wasn't as effective, so we're getting anything from 60 to 70% more effectiveness there as well. So we're looking at so many aspects of what we do and how we do it. I mean, to put it into perspective, energy is a huge thing. In 2019, between gas, electricity and oil, the hotel would have spent 350,000. Our bill this year is likely heading closer to 600,000. It's massive. While we've made the gains, we've made 26% reduction in our electricity use. Our costs have gone up. You can see from the figures I'm telling you there, the costs have gone up. Just, it's extraordinary. It really is. Gas has levelled off a small bit, but it's the electricity really, and I suppose that's the big area. We are getting the government, thankfully, there's a grant there for that, but that's being extinguished at the end of February. So it's huge. But if we hadn't made those 25% gains, the figures I've given you there would have gone up almost by another 25%. Actually, it's a bitter pill really to swallow, because last week it was announced that 30% of electricity is generated through wind turbines. So we're really not getting it why these costs are still being put upon us. If gas has levelled off the last February prices, which it has, then electricity needs to come down, because it's just becoming very expensive. We spoke before the programme there, for the month of January, it's going to be our busiest month since the hotel opened in January, but all the costs that are coming in on top of it, really and truly, there's new costs in minimum wage that had to move, but that's a cost that's 1,800 per employee per year. I mean, to put it into perspective, the Rose Hotel employs the full-time equivalent of 95 jobs a year. Our wage bill is over 3 million a year. That's some contribution to local economy. Our food in terms of what we buy in food every year, we spent over 900,000 buying food every year. But that's huge, and we have local suppliers there, like, say, Fianna Fruit and Veg. We are keeping other people in jobs as well. Now, naturally, they have challenges as well in terms of food costs, because in particular, their fuel costs and distribution costs, you know, is massive as well. Food has increased by over 20%, again. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of challenges out there. Sustainability is one way in terms of, look, we all have children and we want to mind their futures as well. But in terms of it is bringing down costs in areas, and it's keeping businesses viable. There is, but in certain, like, we're looking at solar at the moment for the roof of the hotel. Solar is great, but our roof really isn't big enough to produce the gains we need. There's no grants available for businesses there as well. There is for homeowners. We would like to do something on the roof. We have square area up there, but the cost of it and the return on investment just at this moment in time isn't working. We want to put EV chargers, and we're looking at it into the basement of the hotel for electric cars as well. There's lots more things we would like to do, but we have to pace it.
Yeah. And you say this January is very busy compared to usual. Do you know why?
It seems to be that business is very strong. We'd be up certainly 60% on January 2020 pre-COVID. In terms of meeting rooms and conference business, that's very, very strong as well. Bedroom sales have been very good in terms of leisure, in terms of corporates. And we had a tour bus in last week. American EF Tours were in with us. So the year ahead is looking very strong. The business is coming for sure and certain. But again, I have to keep going back to the costs. Again, we need the retention of the VAT rate for sure and certain, because we will have to pass that on to people. We won't be able to absorb it. Diageo are putting up the pint of Guinness again on the 1st of February. And obviously then in terms of labour, we had the minimum wage, which I mentioned earlier, but now we have the sick pay scheme as well. And that's 3 days this year. They're all adding to the costs. And we need to get a break on some side at this stage, you know, because in the very nature of hotels is reinvestment. We have fabulous owners in Dick and Eileen Hengler. So we have a couple of projects on again this year. We're investing in lift lobbies. We're currently refurbishing bedrooms as we're standing here. I need to renew the plant on top. The plant is 15 years old. The salty air comes in. That's another serious investment of 90 to 100,000 in maintaining the plant. So we have air conditioning in rooms. So we have heat during the winter. If you don't keep your product up, then your business fails. We have a maintenance team in the hotel, which have been, in fairness with the environmental policies and the sustainability, only for them we wouldn't have been able to make half the things happen. But those guys inside in the hotel, by the time Mike, our painter, has finished in one end of the building, he's starting in the other end again. It's just an absolute constant.
And Audrey, I'll bring you back in there again. So the Rose Hotel has been awarded the Emerald status from 50 Shades Greener, and it's become the first hotel in the world to achieve this.
It has indeed. Yep.
That's an amazing feat. You achieved silver last year, it's a 4-tier system.
Yeah, so the very beginning was bronze, then silver, then gold, and then emerald. And the idea of the Emerald Award is that you show and you can prove and monitor your reductions in your CO2 emissions. First 6 months of last year against the second 6 months. So overall, we have a reduction of 32% in our emissions. But only for the fact that we're with 50 Shades Greener and all their support. If I can say from my own perspective, it's a fabulous course to do. I would, like Mark said, from an environmental aspect, it's fabulous that we can see that we're contributing to our children's futures and making it a better place. But from a business perspective, we all need jobs, we all need to pay our bills. And the knock-on effect of this, our consumption is back on everything. Our gas is back 49% in a year. If we hadn't made a lot of these changes, like Mark said, it would be a huge addition to the already increasing costs. So,
absolutely. You've now become a member of the 50 Shades Greener alumni programme, but as Mark mentioned there, you have more initiatives planned.
We have indeed. We have 5 or 6 projects that we have kind of earmarked for this year. We have our first alumni meeting on Thursday. I have given my suggestions and my ideas to the panel. We're going to have a Zoom call on Thursday and they're going to help us. So we'll do this every 3 months. We sit down, we chat, we meet other green managers. It started off 2 years ago. There was only 3 hotels, I think. Now they've over 200 hotels. So the hotels are seeing the benefit of doing this. on every aspect, you know.
And do you have to continue to monitor levels then
every
part
month
of the programme?
Yep, every month, okay. Yeah. It's not a big deal. I mean, the accounts send me the bills. We monitor people, waste, water, electric and gas. So we could have, I think our busiest month last year was August, where we had 33,000 people through the hotel. That would be guests, diners, staff, whatever. So that's all, that's your KPIs. So then we monitor this, and then in the Excel sheets that 50 Shades Greener have designed, it shows you your reductions month on month. And that's it. So it's and it only takes 15 or 20 minutes at the end of every month. Okay. Once I get the information from the relevant people, I just input it, and you can see your reductions or increases. It's not, you don't always reduce, you know. So when you see an increase, then you have to say to yourself, what am I doing wrong here? What do I do next month to improve it? We have to get more staff involved, because the staff are the key to this. It's not just me. It's a team effort.
And Mark, I suppose so many people are more interested in sustainability now. And even Kerry was ranked number 13 in the Global Sustainability Index there at the end of last year, retaining that place. For yourselves, do you think, is it a good selling point for the Rose Hotel to be able to say, look, we've achieved this Emerald status. We're the first hotel in the world to do it.
It's huge, it really is, in terms of what in particular Audrin has led there to begin with. But the biggest gain then externally then is the Greenway in 2021 there, when there was no buses, there was no people coming into the country. Maurice Whelan there, which the bike rental, he did his rental from the Rose Hotel, so we did the bike rental from there. He's since based himself up by the train station and he's on the Greenway. So what we're looking at there is when the Greenway, say from the back of the boardwalk at the back of the hotel, that will go out to Cockleshell and that will join up. The land acquisition and everything has been done, that will join out up to the spa, and when that's done, then we're going to be heavily promoting the Greenway, and in terms of our guests with bike hire, etc. You know, that's all a part of sustainability, is to get people out of cars and get them onto bikes. On a smaller level there in the Serenity Spa inside in the hotel, we're now using iron products in there. That's a company in Ballyduff, it's seaweed products there. So we're using them. So what we're saying to people is, in terms of if the spa is booked out, which thankfully it is quite regularly, you can go down and get your seaweed and get into the bath in the bedroom and do it. It's like daily seaweed baths in Ballybunion years ago. So there's a lot of other things you can do, but sometimes it's the small things that count. In terms of iron and Ballyduff, go to Ballyduff, don't go to another county or another country. I mean, that's all part of it. Transport costs in terms of just bringing stuff and the accessibility, etc. So that's what we're looking at as well, an awful lot of the time. Support local, that is a sustainability initiative as well, if you can.
Mark Sullivan, General Manager of the Rose Hotel in Tralee, and Green Manager and Executive Head Chef Audrin Lucy there.